Exodus chapter 35. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, "These are the words which the Lord Jehovah has commanded that you should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day, Saturday, there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord Jehovah. Whoever does work in it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your homes upon the Sabbath day, Saturday." And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord Jehovah commanded, saying, Take from among you an offering to the Lord Jehovah. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord Jehovah, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and badger skins, and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the priest robe, and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come, and make all that the Lord Jehovah has commanded, the tabernacle, its tent, and its covering, its fasteners, and its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, the ark, and its poles, with the mercy seat, and the curtain of the covering, the table, and its poles, and all its vessels, and the holy bread, the candlestick also for the light, and its furniture, and its lamps, with the oil for the light, and the incense altar, and its poles, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the curtain for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering, with its brass grate, its poles, and all its vessels, the bowl and its foot, the curtains of the court, its pillars, and their sockets, and the curtain for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle, and the pins of the court, and their cords, the cloths of service, to do service in the holy place, the holy clothing for Aaron the priest, and the clothing of his sons, to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord Jehovah's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy clothing. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets, and earrings, and rings, and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man who offered an offering of gold to the Lord Jehovah. And every man, with whom was found blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and red skins of rams, and badger skins, brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord Jehovah's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted spun with their hands, and brought that which they had spun, both of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones, and stones to be set, for the priest robe, and for the breastplate, and spice, and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering to the Lord Jehovah, every man and woman, whose heart made them willing, to bring for all manner of work, which the Lord Jehovah had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, the Lord Jehovah has called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he has put in his heart that he may teach, both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamaph, of the tribe of Dan. These he is filled with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work, of the engraver, and of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue, and in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of those who do any work, and of those who devise skillful work."